Brothers and sisters, when we sing this song, do you share the same picture with
me?
That you feel that you're now nearer and nearer to Him. That now we could get a hold of God's will. And on this world, we could reflect His image.
感谢神, 今天我想我们一起来学习一个功课。
So thanks to the Lord, today let us learn one lesson together.
我们来看看灵修生活对基督徒的重要性。
Let us learn about the importance of spiritual devotion.
我们先来读一段圣经。
Let us read some Bible verses.
我们路加福音的10章38节到42节。
We're going to read Luke chapter 10, 38 through 42.
好，我们一起来念。
Together.
他们走进了一个村庄，有个女人名叫玛利亚，接他到自己家里。他的妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。玛利亚事后自说：“心灵忙了，就进前来说：‘主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？’” 请吩咐他来帮助我。耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”好，我们一起低头祷告。爱我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。The
Lord who loves us, we praise you.
我们 原来不认识你的时候，主，你就为我们被钉死在十字架上。
Before we even knew you, you already died for us and was nailed to the cross.
你在地上来寻找我们这些罪人。
And on this earth, you walk around to seek us.
是要在我们的身上来荣耀你的名。
So that you want to find us to glorify your name.
是在我们身上你要来让我们更亲近你。
And you want us to come nearer to thee.
你的在我们身上要制作我们成为那个心腹。
And you want to make us into your bride.
早上我们又坐在你的脚前。
So this morning we come to lay on your feet. We want to receive the good part from you. So we ask that you will speak to us with your words.
众弟兄姊妹所说的话，所有耳可听的都当来听。
So that when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, whoever has ears will hear.
我们坐在你的脚前，主啊，给我们一个柔软的灵。
And when we come at your feet, let us have a soft spirit.
让我们来接收从你宝座那里来的恩言。
So that we may receive your words.
愿你的话，愿你自己在我们中间得到一切的荣耀。
So we ask that your words and your presence will receive our glory.
祷告靠耶稣基督的名，Amen。我们夏令会已经过了一阵子了。
Now summer conference has been a while ago.
大家还记得我们在夏令会里面的主题是什么吗？
And do you still remember what is the theme of a summer conference?
神是我们四维火城。
That our Lord is the wall of fire.
并是其中的荣耀。
And also the glory within.
我们的神是要做我们的保护。
That our Lord wants to be our dependent.
他又要来住在我们的中间。
And He wants to dwell in us.
不但是住在我们的中间，也住在我们每一个人的心里面。
Not only in the middle of us, but also in our hearts.
耶稣是我们的救主。
That Jesus is our Savior.
他在我们的生命中，他要来做王。
And in our life, He wants to take sovereignty.
他要来掌管我们。
He wants to take control of us.
他为什么要来掌管我们，做我们的王呢？是要我们活出他的样式来。
Why does he want to be a king? Why does he want to take sovereignty? Because he wants us to reflect him.
让我们里面这个主被众人所认识，被众人所知道。
So that the Lord that is inside of us could now be manifested to the people around us.
我们怎么样在日常的生活中可以把主耶稣能够
So in our daily living, how do we manifest Christ? And we know that what we do always affect the people around us. So all our actions, all our behaviors has become an important thing about us.
都有常常讲这一句话。
All the brothers and sisters, they always say this one thing.
他说你们不要看我，跟外邦人讲，你们不要看我，因为我是半成品。
Don't look at me because I'm still under construction.
你们要来看耶稣。
But look at Christ.
哎，可是那些外邦人他们怎么说呢？
But what about the Gentiles? When they see us, what do they say?
他主耶稣是神，我看不见。
They said that Jesus is God. I can't see him.
我只有在你们身上，我略微可以看到。
I can only see you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的行事为人是何等的重要。
So brothers and sisters, understand how important it is you live your living.
我们来看看我们灵修生活对我们有一些什么样的好处。
So now let us understand the benefits of having a spiritual devotion.
刚刚我们读那段圣经里说，主耶稣在地上传道的时候，有一天到了一个地方。
And here, in the verses that we just read, he said that now they were traveling around, Jesus entered a village.
我们知道主耶稣在地上传道的时候，他白天在耶路撒冷传道，他晚上的时候却到住在一个特别的一个地方。
We know that during daytime when Jesus preaches, he preaches in Jerusalem, but at nighttime he will walk far away.
他晚上的时候，他情愿走六里的路，然后到一个小城、小town叫做伯大尼的地方去来休息。
And then Jesus would walk 6 miles just so that he could arrive at a town called Bethel.
因为在耶路撒冷，他找不到他可以安歇的地方。
Because in Jerusalem, there is not even one place he can rest.
反而是在这个小town伯大尼这个地方，他却能够安息在那里。
But it is at this small town Bethel that he can find a place to rest.
因为在那里有一个家庭，他们非常的爱主。
Because in that place there's this one family who loves the Lord.
几乎每一个家里边的成员都要来侍奉主。
And in that family, all of his members want to worship Jesus.
这个爱主的家庭就是马大、玛利亚还有拉撒路的家。
And then this is the family of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
马大爱主，玛利亚也爱主。
Martha and Mary, they both love the Lord.
马大爱主的方式跟玛利亚爱主的方式不一样。
But yet, Martha and Mary, they have a very different way to show their love.
马大怎么样爱主呢？马大他是用他自己的行为来爱主。
How does Martha show her love? She would do it with her work.
她忙里忙外要来侍候主。
She would make a lot of preparation just so that she can serve the Lord.
她怎么想的呢？
What was she thinking?
他说主耶稣白天的时候在耶路撒冷传道。
She must be thinking that Jesus was preaching during daytime in Jerusalem.
晚上他来到伯大尼。
And at night time, he came to Bethel.
他我要为主耶稣准备一顿好好的晚餐。
What I need to do is prepare for him a great dinner.
让他好好的吃饱了以后有一个好的休息。
So that he will come back home, have a good meal, and he can rest.
他认为这样是最能够满足主的需要的。
And she thinks that exactly how she needs to show her love to the Lord.
所以马大就忙里忙外。
So that's why Martha was spending her time preparing.
来准备晚餐，来侍候主。
Preparing dinner to serve the Lord.
但是玛利亚不一样。
And then what about Maria?
玛利亚选择坐在主耶稣的脚前。
What about Mary? Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus.
她在那里听主耶稣讲道，她认为这个是最能够来讨主喜悦的。
And then Mary thought that she will be seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his words.
刚刚我们读的那段经文里面，告诉我们。
And in the couple of verses we just read, it said,
耶稣并没有夸奖马大。
That Jesus did not praise Martha.
反而夸奖了玛利亚。
But yet, he actually praised Mary.
这个并不是说马大做的都不对。
And we're not saying that what Martha done was wrong.
但是主耶稣却特别的夸奖玛利亚得了那上好的福分。
But then here Jesus says that Mary has actually chosen the good part.
其实马大蛮好的。
And I think Martha actually was pretty great.
她用实际的行动来照顾传道人。
She used her actions to serve the minister.
事实上这是非常需要的。
In fact, that's very necessary.
可是很明显的一件事情，主耶稣没有夸奖马大。
But here, one thing very clear is that Jesus did not praise Martha.
他只夸奖了玛利亚。
But he only complimented Mary.
因为玛利亚安静地坐在主耶稣的脚前。
Because Mary was the one listening to his word.
她用聆听，她认真地来听主耶稣讲道。
And Mary listened with her spirit, and she was paying intense attention to him.
她从听到的里面来认识
And it is through the listening of Jesus' words, now she knows his need.
然后呢, 她在采取行动来满足主耶稣的需要。And
after she understands exactly what Jesus needs, then she could act accordingly.
所以亲近主,聆听主,
So to be close to the Lord and to hear what God is saying is more important for you to just be busy.
那也是来认识主,来讨主耶稣的喜悦的最快,最捷径,最佳的方法。
And in fact, I think that is the easiest way to please the Lord is to be close to Him and listen to Him.
我们不是服侍殿,我们乃是服侍神。
For we're not doing the work for the temple, but we're doing the work for the Lord.
如果我们光是注重外面的这些侍奉的工作的话,
If we're only paying attention to the work that we can do with our hands,
我们常常会忘记了主要什么。
And a lot of times then we would neglect what the Lord really needs.
我们用我们自以为是的方法来服侍神。
We want to use our own way to serve the Lord.
其实我们要真正要满足神, 我们要知道主需要什么。
But in fact, for us to truly serve the Lord, we first need to know what He needs.
信了主有一段的日子的基督徒们, 通常有一个危机。
Now for the people that have believed the Lord for a while, there is a crisis for them.
我们常常用做外面的事情来代替我们的敬拜。
A lot of times they will start using the work to serve the Lord instead of a true worship.
我们用祷告,我们用跟神来那边讲话来代替聆听。
And then now we just speak and pray instead of to listen.
我们常常在神面前祷告的时候,我们把我们那个祷告的时候报告,我们把所有事情报告完毕了。
A lot of times when we prayed, we were like making an announcement to them.
我们站起来就走。
And then after you finish making an announcement, you take off and go.
主说我还没有讲话嘞。
But then the Lord says, what about me?
我们常常有这样子的情形发生。
And in fact, that's what's happening to us a lot of times.
可是我们还说,是啊,我有亲近神。
And then we would still proclaim that, yes, we spend time with the Lord.
你不要以为只有在那里,好像痛哭流涕,那样子才算是敬拜。
Don't think about just crying and being touched, that's being close to the Lord.
事实上,如果我们不明白主的心意,我们就照着我们自己的方法来服侍,其实那个不是服侍。
But in fact, I tell you, if we serve Him according to our own will, if we just do work in our own ways, we're not serving the Lord.
那是做工,
it's just work.
如果我们照着我们自己的想法,我们来服侍神,
But if we serve according to our own will,
我们绝对不能够满足神的心的。
Then I tell you that we will never please Him.
更不要说可以得到主的夸奖。Leave
alone getting His compliment.
从前有一个孩子,他要过十岁的生日。There
was some time ago, there's a children who is now 10 years old.
他爸爸很高兴,他爸爸就问他说,你想要一个什么样的礼物啊?
And on his 10-year-old birthday, the father asked him, what presents would you like?
他想来想去。
And then the children thought about it.
最后他跟他爸爸说,
And then finally he said,
我要你。
I want you.
哎呀,这个爸爸心里好高兴。
And then the father was happy.
他不是说要一个大蛋糕。
For this children didn't ask for a cake.
他不是要一个电动玩具。
This student is not asking for a PS4.
他乃是要他的父亲。
But he wants his father.
他的父亲心里面说这就是他想要要的。
And his father says, that's exactly what I want to give him.
这个孩子摸到了父亲的心。
Now these children actually know his father's will.
所以弟兄姊妹,如果我们把做工,为主做工,来代替我们来聆听神,亲近神。
So brothers and sisters, if we now substitute work with knowing God's will and serving him.
这样的服事神不悦纳。
And I tell you that then your work will not be accepted.
在马可福音第14章那边记载着,
In Mark chapter 14 it says,
说玛利亚那个时候奉献了一瓶真拿达香膏。
And here it says, Mary now with an alabaster veil of perfume.
有些门徒心里面就议论了,
And then when she broke it over Jesus' head, the disciples said,
他说你这样做太浪费了。
And says, why was this perfume being wasted?
他说这个真拿达香膏可以卖30两的银子啊。
For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii.
卖完了以后把这个钱周济穷人不是很好吗？
And all the money could have been given to the poor.
可是耶稣怎么告诉这些门徒呢？
And then what did Jesus say?
他说玛利亚在我身上是做了一件美事。
Jesus said, leave her alone, for Mary has done a good deed for me.
他把那个香膏抹在我的身上是为了预备我在上十字架为我预备的。
She has now anointed my body beforehand for my burial.
其实这十二门徒也都知道主耶稣要上十字架。
And in fact, I think these 12 disciples, they knew that Jesus was going to go onto the cross.
为什么只有玛利亚采取行动呢？
Then why is Mary the only one who did something about it?
玛利亚及时的为主耶稣的安葬在那里做了准备。
And it is Mary who has prepared Jesus for his burial.
而其他的所有的门徒都在那里懵懵懂懂。
And all the other 12 disciples, they didn't even know what was going on.
因为玛利亚常常坐在主的脚前。
Because it is Mary who is listening to Jesus' words.
她来听主耶稣的教训，来明白主的心意。
She would spend time to listen to his words and understand his will.
当他坐在主的脚前，他就晓得主喜欢什么，主要什么，主正在做什么。
And it is when she spent time sitting at the Lord's feet, she knows God's will and what He wants.
所以他就及时的献上了主最需要的。
And that's why she knew and gave Him the perfume.
所以我们不是做这个做那个，神一定喜悦。
So it is not what we do to please God.
我们乃是要坐在主的身上。
But is what this is how we come close to Him.
如果我们每天花一点时间在主的面前
if each day we spend some time with Him,
我们可以从祷告读经中，我们能够明白神的心意。
And through our prayers and reading of the Bibles, we can understand God's will.
如果是这样，我们就可以照着神的心意，我们来服侍神。
And it is only through that we can understand God's will and we can serve Him accordingly.
当然，我们所做的工作就是金银宝石。
But then, of course, what we do now become precious stones.
弟兄姊妹也许会说啊，我们非常愿意明白神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, you may proclaim that I want to know God's will.
我们也时常坐在主的脚前。
And maybe you will say that I always sit at His feet.
可是主真的愿意把他的心意向我们敞开吗？
Now you may ask, does the Lord really want me to understand His will?
主说我愿意做你们的朋友。
And the Lord said that I want to be your best friend.
当你们不再是奴隶奴仆了。
For you are no longer my servant, but my best friend.
因为奴仆不明白主人的意思。
Because a servant never understands what the Lord's will.
但是朋友可以明白。
But a friend will.
所以如果我们真的不明白神的心意。
So if we really don't understand God's will.
不是主耶稣主不愿意向我们显明他的心意。
It is not because of Jesus who didn't want you to understand.
那是因为我们不愿意多花时间在主的脚前。
But it's because we have not spent enough time at His feet.
一棵树啊，我们说一棵树是哪一部分最重要？
Now if I ask you for a tree, what is the most important part of a tree?
有人说哦，这个树很重要的就是那个 树枝啊，树干。
Some people may say that it is the branches that is most important.
他说你看那个树干它能够亭亭绿绿的长起来，让这棵树能够从很多草丛里面长出来吸收阳光。
Because you can see that it is the branches that grow out the fastest and it is the branches that grow out.
啊，有的说树叶比较重要。
But then some may say that no, it is the leaf that is the most important.
树叶可以有那个光合作用。
It is the leaves that could give you photosynthesis.
所以他说所以说树叶很重要。
So I say that it is the leaves that is the most important.
没有错，树枝、树干、树叶都重要。
Well, I think you may be right. The branches and the leaves are important.
但是最重要的是树根最重要。
But I tell you that the most important part has got to be the roots.
一棵树如果要长得好
，If a tree wants to grow，
我们大概都知道，当我们把它种下去的时候，我们要放营养土，我们的根要挖得深，是不是？然后把这个树种在地上。
And I think whoever has planted a tree before you put a tree on the ground, you have to dig a hole to make sure that the root has enough room.
这个根呢，如果能够长到水边，或者能够吸收到水分，这棵树一定长得好。
And if the root can grow deep enough into the ground to receive the water, then this tree will grow well.
弟兄姊妹，我们日常的生活的点点滴滴，就好像树干、树枝、树叶一样。
Brothers and sisters, all the things that happen in our life is like the tree trunk and the tree branches. Some of the things that people can see. When they look at you, they can tell that this tree is still alive.
但是如果知道这棵树为什么活，我们必须知道这个树的根一定是扎在有水的地方。
But seriously, if a tree is really living, then the root has to be growing.
一样的, 房子也是一样, 你说房顶重要不重要? 墙壁重不重要?
At the same time, if I use the analogy of a house, don't you think the roof is important, the walls are important?
如果没有房顶, 啊, 没有房顶, 下雨怎么办?
Now, without a root, when it rains, what are we to do?
没有那个墙壁的话, 刮风怎么办?
Without the walls, when the wind blows, what are we to do?
但是重要的是房子的根基最重要。
But yet, I tell you, for a house, the most important part is the foundation.
如果根基不稳固, 房子再好的, 房顶, 再好的墙壁, 都会倒塌。
If the foundation is shaky, then I don't care how great your walls and roofs are, it will fall.
所以弟兄姊妹, 那个看得见很重要。
So brothers and sisters, what you're showing is externally is important.
但那看不见的更重要。
But yet, what is hidden in you is more important.
给你旁边的人讲说, 那看不见的 更重要,
tell the person next to you that what is hidden is more important.
如果他睡着了,
if the person is sleeping or reading a book, tell her to stop.
我们亲近神，我们这个亲近神的这个动作，就是一个灵修的动作，是就是那个根的部分。
When we come near to the Lord, that's exactly what we need to do for a spiritual devotion.
基督徒的灵修生活不正常,
now, when a Christian does not have a good spiritual devotion,
我告诉你,
then I tell you that all his services are not great.
那他外面的生活也一定会出问题,
and I tell you that how he lived his life must have troubles too.
医生怎么判定这个人是生的还是死的?
And how does a doctor tell if a person is still alive?
基本上就说这个人有没有生命的迹象。
He says that is this person still have vital signs?
如果他有生命的迹象，这个人是活的。
If this person still shows vital signs, then this guy is still alive.
如果那什么是那些生命迹象呢？
But then, so what are these vital signs?
所以医生进来都是用心跳、呼吸还有脑波来断定这个人是不是还有生命迹象。
I think for most of the doctors, they tell by if you still have a heartbeat, if you still breathe, or if your brain still has any activities.
人可以几天不吃不喝,
now, I tell you that a man could go without food for a couple of days.
但是人不可以几分钟不呼吸,
but I tell you that a man cannot go without breathing for even 2 minutes.
我们呼出的是二氧化碳, 我们吸进去的是氧气。
When we breathe out carbon dioxide, we breathe in oxygen.
这个氧气呢就进入我们身体的每一个部分。
And this oxygen through your lungs now go through the rest of your body.
所以我们可以有心跳，我们可以有脑波。
And from this breathing, then now your heart can beat and your brain can have activities.
所以他说我们是活人。
And then we can say that I am alive.
亲近神就是这个灵修生活，就是基督徒的呼吸。
To be near to the Lord is exactly our breathing.
所以如果基督徒 不灵修,
so for a Christian, if he does not have any spiritual devotion,
换句话说他就不呼吸,
in other words, then this Christian is not breathing.
你说他是生的还是死的?
Then now you tell me, is that guy still alive?
按名是他是活的, 可是实际上他是死的。
Maybe externally, he still shows like he may be living, but inside he's dead.
我们生活在这个世界上,
that when we live alive in this world,
但是我们知道不属于这个世界,
but we know we don't belong to this world.
因为我们的价值观、人生观，还有我们人生的方向，都跟我们周围的人不一样。
Because now our value system is so different from people around us.
好像一条鱼，它逆着这个河流往上行一样。
Now we are like a fish swimming in a river against the current.
年日一久，我们的身心灵都会疲乏。
And after some time, now our soul, body, and flesh are now tired.
可是 我们用我们的灵修生活可以让我们重新得力。
But it is through a spiritual devotion that we could gain new strength.
那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
And whoever waits for the Lord, he will be strengthened.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They are now like an eagle flying.
在初代教会的时候, 主耶稣告诉他们门徒说, 你们去耶路撒冷那里等候。
In the beginning of the church era, Jesus asked his disciples to wait for him in Jerusalem.
你等到从上头来的能力。
And you have to wait from the power that comes from heaven.
所以只有等候可以得到力量。
And it is people who actually wait can be strengthened.
所以凡是愿意等候神，愿意亲近神的人，
so whoever is willing to wait on the Lord,
他就要像鹰一样可以展翅上腾。
And this person will be like an eagle flying high.
也许你要问，那灵修是应该在什么时间呢？
Maybe then you ask, okay, for a spiritual devotion, when should I do it?
从圣经的，我们读圣经，我们可以看到旧约很多的圣徒们。
In the Bible, in the Old Testament times, we see a lot of saints.
在不同的时段来亲近神的。
That during different times of the day, they worship the Lord.
大卫曾经也是在早上的时候来亲近神。
David, he used to worship the Lord in the morning.
主耶稣也是在清早，天还没有亮的时候，就去旷野祷告。
And Jesus also, in the early morning, before dawn, he would go into the wilderness and pray.
彼得曾经在中午的时候， 来上个房顶来祷告。
But Peter, one time he went into his inner room during noontime to worship.
圣经新约也说，彼得和约翰在深处的时候，也到圣殿里面去祷告。
And also at night time, John and Peter went together to pray.
但以理也是一天三次在那里敬拜神。
And Daniel prayed the Lord three times a day.
所以我们如果讲到什么时间最适合来亲近神呢？
So now if you ask me, what is the best time to worship the Lord?
可以说是任何时候。
I tell you, anytime.
不过我们当我们亲近神的时候，我们能够在一个固定的时间，固定的地方，那是最好的。
But I tell you that if we set up a time, a set time and a set place to worship the Lord, that would be the best.
因为我们要养成一个好的习惯。
Because now you're creating a habit.
那我在这里建议，把你这一天里面最好的时间来献给神。
And here, let me recommend to you, choose the best time for the Lord.
在这一天里面，你什么时候精神最好？
During that day, whenever you're the most alert.
什么时候你最能够专心？
Whenever you can focus the best.
这个时间把它来献给神。
That's the time for the Lord.
在读经，在这个灵修的里面，有些什么样子的事情要做呢？
And in doing our spiritual devotions, what do we do during that time?
常常我们必须要来读神的话。
And I think a lot of times we should read His words.
在这个读神的话，这个时候不是查经。
And when we read His word, it's not like Bible study.
我们是让圣经的话要来光照我们。
But during that time, we want the word to shine its light on us.
我们读神的话，我们来享受神的话。
When we read His words, we want to digest and enjoy His words.
让他的话能够来喂养我们。
So that His words can become our spiritual food.
当我们读到一段经文里面，我们里面有很多感觉的时候，
When we get to a verse and we feel touched,
我们不要急着往下读。
And don't just rush down to the other verse.
我们就在这些话里面，我们在那里逗留。
On that verse, spend some time with it.
我们在那里咀嚼。At
that time, devote yourself.
我们可以问问神，神啊，你给我这些话有什么样的意义？
And ask the Lord, what is the meaning of these particular words?
对我今天的处境，这些话有什么样的帮助？
And how does your words apply to me today?
我有没有把我自己 读进这个话的里面。
Am I in your words?
我们读的时候不要说，读到这句话说，哎呀，我的先生应该知道这句话。
And when you read the Bibles, don't say that, oh, these words apply to my husband.
那个姐妹应该读到这句话。
And I really wish my wife read these words.
这句话是给你的。
I tell you, when you read those words, those words are for you.
把自己读进神的话的里面。
So read into the words for you.
神的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
God's words are the lamp, a lamp of our path and the light of our food.
如果你不读神的话，
If you don't read God's words,
你是在黑暗的里面。
Then now you're in darkness.
你在黑暗的里面，你一定走不远。
And in darkness, you can't walk too far.
另外一个是一个默想的时间。
And then another time is a time of thinking.
这段时间是非常重要的。
A time of meditation. That's an important time.
这个时候神借着圣经对着我们的心来说话。
It's when you meditate, then the Lord speaks through His words to you.
我们的心 借着圣经的话，我们来明白神的心意。
And through the words, our heart can come near to our Lord.
这个默想的时刻里面是一个双向的交通。
And during the time of meditation, the communication between you and the Lord are two ways.
神和人在这个时刻里面是水乳交融的。
And it is now at the time when God and man are mingled into one.
所以说我们的注意力我们的中心只有在神的身上
And at that time our focus now is only on the Lord
所以我们要是一个专心的人
So at that time you have to be focused
因为我们需要把我们的注意力定睛在神的身上
To be single-hearted and focused on the Lord himself
所以我们需要有一个安静的地方
So that's why when we meditate we have to find a quiet place
我曾经在有一次早上去吃早餐的时候
There was one time when I went to get some breakfast
我看到一个姐妹在咖啡在那个喝咖啡的地方在那里读圣经
I saw a sister reading her Bibles at a coffee shop
没有错非常的爱主
And I think that's great She loves the Lord
可是外面有进进出出的人会干扰她
But I tell you that at that coffee shop when it is busy people are walking around you
那个并不是最好的地方
So I tell you that that might not be the best place
其实我们自己的心我们都知道
In fact, I think we all know ourselves very well.
不要说外面有干扰，外面没有干扰，常常我们的心好像一匹野马一样。
Don't say that without any other disturbance, even just ourselves internally, we have so many other thoughts.
当我们稍微一下安静下来一下的时候
，Whenever we want to be quiet,
很多的事情就在我们脑海里面打转。
A lot of thoughts will just come up.
昨天那个电邮还忘记发出去了。
Yesterday I forgot to send that email.
张三昨天讲的那句话实在是伤了我的心
Something that someone said yesterday really bothered me
哎呀明天孩子还有钢琴的 recital
Tomorrow my children have a piano recital
这些事情都来烦扰我们
And all of a sudden all these things popped up
这个时候我们要对我们的心说我们的心你要安静在神的面前
It is at that time we have to command our heart to be quiet
我曾经在迪拜待过一年
There, I spent a year in Dubai
在那里的时候 你知道迪拜有一个非常高的楼大概800多公尺的高楼
And I think everyone knows that the tallest building is in Dubai
很远的地方就可以看天气晴朗的时候很远的地方就可以看见这个楼
When the sky is clear you can see this tall building from far far away
可是在沙漠那边常常有一些风暴
But in the deserts, there are a lot of storms.
虽然是白天，但是我们看不见这个最高的楼。
When the sandstorm comes, even though it is daytime, you can't see that building.
我看到那个时候我看不见这个楼的时候，我跟神有一个这样子的一个诉说。
And during that one time when I couldn't really see the tall tower, this is what I said to the Lord.
这是人自以为好像最高的一个楼。
And I said to the Lord, people think that they have now built the tallest building.
可是我站在楼的前面，我居然看不见楼。
But now I stand right in front of you, right in front of it, I can't even see it.
人没有什么了不起。
So I tell you that there's nothing man can do.
弟兄姊妹，我们每天早上起来的时候
，Brothers and sisters, every day when you wake up,
当你想要安静下来的时候
，when you try to be quiet,
你的心里面是不是也起了这些风暴
？Isn't your heart just stirred up?
那些沙尘已经遮蔽了你的眼
，Isn't the sandstorm now covered your eyes?
虽然主在你的面前，你却看不见
，Even though the Lord is right in front of you, you can't see him.
我们要跟我们的心说，心啊。你安静在神的面前。
So that's why you have to command your heart and say quiet down.
有的时候我们必须要借助那个深呼吸来让我们的灵专注在神的面前。
And sometimes what we could do to help ourselves is to take some deep breath.
我们把我们里面的重担，把我们里面的烦恼，把我们里面的软弱完全呼出去。
And through a deep breath, all our burdens and sorrows and challenges and worries, now we breathe it out.
我们吸入主的安息，主的喜乐，还有主的生命。
And we breathe in the joy and the peace and the Lord Himself.
这个时候我们读神的话。
And at that time, we start reading His words.
默想他的话。
Think about His words.
让神的话来喂养我们。
And let His words be our spiritual food.
让神的话来丰富我们里面的生命
and and let His word to feed us.
我们跟神有可以有这样的祷告。
So then we can have this prayer.
主啊，你的话来滋润我。
And we can say, Lord, let Your words water me.
你的话来触摸我里面的那个干渴。
And let Your words quench my thirst.
你对自己的心也要来这样子的祷告。
And you also need to command your heart.
我的心啊。你要安静在神的面前。
And say in my heart, you have to quiet down.
你要来聆听神的话。
So that we could hear the Lord's word.
读经是神对我们说话。
When we read His words is when the Lord speaks to us.
祷告是我们对神来说话。
When we pray is when we speak to Him.
我们祷告啊，基督徒做久了，我们的祷告常常很频繁。
So, for Christians, once we believe for a long time, our prayers became routine.
而且我们的祷告常常围着我们自己在那里转。
And moreover, all we pray for is ourselves.
主啊，为我的身体祷告。
Oh Lord, I pray for my health.
为我的家人祷告。
Oh Lord, I pray for my family.
为我的手边的工作祷告。
Oh Lord, I pray for my work.
为我的财产祷告。
Oh Lord, I pray for my wealth.
为我的前途祷告。
Oh Lord, I pray for my future.
Amen.
Amen.
就这样结束了。
That's it.
或者我们会说主啊
Or maybe we'll say it, Oh Lord,
你是全知的神
That you are the Lord Almighty who knows everything.
你知道我的需要
And you know what I need.
你知道我的软弱
You know my weakness.
你就照着我需要的你来供应我
So then just give me what you need, what you think I need.
祷告靠主的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
就这样结束了
And that's your prayer.
这都是围在自己一个非常窄小的一个祷告。
Terry, that that prayer is so small, it's just about you.
当十二个门徒在地上的时候，也问主耶稣说：“主啊，我们该怎么祷告
？”And when the 12 disciples were together, they asked the Lord, "How shall we pray?"
所以主耶稣教导他们怎么祷告，这就是主祷文。
And then here, the Lord gives them the Lord's prayer.
如果你把主祷文大概看一看，你会发现第一个。主耶稣教导他们祷告说你要为着神的国和神的义来祷告
And if you look at the Lord's prayer it starts with your kingdom come and your will be done
然后说你的旨意要在这地上通行无阻
And then it says your will be done on earth as it is in heaven
然后完了以后才开始为自己祷告
And then it is after that then you pray for your needs
我日用的饮食赐给我
Give us this day our daily bread
为自己祷告是可以的。
It is okay to pray for your needs.
当我们在祷告的时候，我们刚刚读经、刚刚默想的时候，神给我们的话，神给我们的安慰，我们可以借着祷告回应到神的面前。
It is okay to pray for your needs, but after you read the words, after you meditate, first tell the Lord what you got from His words.
当你尝到主恩主爱的甘甜的时候
，It is when you feel the love of the Lord.
这个时候，你可以用一个灵修的笔记本把它写下来。
And then you can maybe have a notebook and write down what you receive.
因为这是神给你的礼物。
Because this is a gift from God.
这是神给你的属灵的产业。
This is the spiritual inheritance that you have just received.
那你问说这个时候唱诗可不可以
？And then you may ask, can I now sing a song?
当然可以。
Of course.
若是神在你里面起来一首诗歌。
If the Lord gives you a song at that time,
你可以唱在神的面前
then you can now sing that song.
因为这时候你与神是在一的里面
Because now at that time, you guys are mingled in the same spirit.
所以你可以用悟性歌唱，你也可以用灵歌唱
So now you could through your voice to sing to him or sing to him spiritually.
我们这里这个时候的所有的敬拜都是在灵的里面
Because at that time, all your worship now come through your spirit.
我们接受主耶稣以后，我们就成为一个蒙恩的人。
And then after we receive His grace, we are now blessed.
我们知道我们这个旧人已经与主同钉十字架了。
And now we realize that the old self was nailed to the cross with Christ.
可是我们这个旧人，我们都知道还没有完全死透。
But I think everyone understands that our old self is still alive.
我们常常会体贴我们自己的软弱。
That a lot of times we are still tending to our weakness.
灵修的时候，仇敌就借着你这个事情来攻击我们。
When I tell you that it is during your spiritual devotions, the enemy will attack you at that place.
仇敌说，反正你也读不懂圣经。
And the enemy may say that, well, however much time you spend on the Bible, you won't understand it.
不要读了，浪费时间。
Forget it, it's a waste of time.
你读来读去都是读字句。
And all you are reading are just mere words.
字句是叫人死, 精义才能叫人活。
But I tell you that if you don't understand the words, you can never receive life.
另外还说, 哎呀, 冬天了吗?
Or you may say, hey, it is winter time.
外面多冷啊?
It's cold outside.
被窝里面也可以赞美神啊?
Why don't you just worship the Lord on your bed?
啊, 就窝在被窝里面好了。
Why don't you just stay on your bed?
兄弟妹,
Brothers and sisters,
天气很冷, 外面很冷,
yes, during winter is cold.
但是我们爱主的心比外面的天冷天还要重要。
But I tell you that it is your internal fire that is more important than the weather.
兄弟妹,
so, brothers and sisters, don't fall into his trap.
你躺在被窝里面说, 哎呀, 才5点半。 6点再起来好了
If you stay in your bed and say, oh, it's only 5:30, I could wake up at 6.
到了6点就说, 哎, 6点半嘛, 也还可以了。
And then at 6 o'clock, you say, maybe 6:30.
一拖再拖。
And then it goes on.
仇敌巴不得我们不读经, 不祷告。
I think exactly what the enemy wants is for us to not come to church and not read the Bible.
有一天你下了, 你下了决心, 要好好地来灵修。
And one day when you are devoted to say, I want to have a spiritual devotion.
仇敌就来攻击你,
then the enemy will attack you some more.
让你不专心,
to let you not be able to focus.
当你读了两节圣经,
maybe after you read two verses,
还安静了2分钟,
if you just spend 2 minutes being peaceful,
啊, 你的心思就开始游荡,
and all of a sudden now all these thoughts came up.
有一次马丁路德, 跟同工们在那里交通,
and one day Martin Luther was talking among his companions.
他说读经很重要, 祷告也很重要,
and he said it is of course important to read the Bibles and pray.
他说祷告的重点就是要非常的专心,
but then I tell you that the importance of a prayer is we have to be focused.
那些同工们说, 马丁路德啊, 你讲废话,
and the other minister said that I knew that.
哪一个人不知道祷告需要专心呢?
Who doesn't know that when we prayed, we have to be focused?
结果马丁路德看出来他们里面有这样子的, 意思。
And then Martin Luther knew what they're thinking in their mind.
结果马丁路德说, 好, 我们待会儿就来操练。
And then he says, alright, let us do this.
我们来让主导人来祷告。
Let us start our prayer with the Lord's prayer.
如果待会儿我们祷告完毕, 如果 任何一个人有非常专心的话, 我要送他一匹马。
And then after we finish praying, the one who can focus the best, I will give him a horse.
啊, 大家说好, 我们一起来祷告。
And then everyone said, fine, let us pray.
他们就用主导文开始在那里祷告。
And then they started the prayer with the Lord's prayer.
啊, 祷告不到一半。
And then halfway.
结果有一个同工就说, 哎, 马丁路德,
And then one brother raised his hand and said, Brother Martin,
他你刚刚说, 给我们一匹马, 那匹马有没有马鞍?
You just said that you are going to give me a horse. Does it come with the accessories?
马丁路德说, 什么马鞍啊?
And then Martin Luther said, what are you talking about?
他你根本祷告都不专心, 连马都没有。
He said, you're not focused in your prayer. You're not going to get nothing.
弟兄姊妹, 真正的灵修是让我们可以活出来, 可以见证主。
Brothers and sisters, when we have spiritual devotion, it is the time that could reveal the glory of God.
当我们灵修的时候,从神那边领受了恩典。
It is through spiritual devotion that we receive His blessing.
当我们安静在神的面前,我们可以重新得到力量。
And it is when we are quiet, then we are strengthened.
灵修的好处非常的多,
and there are many benefits of spiritual devotion.
但是我们不能只管说,只敢,只管谈。
But then I tell you that it's more than just me telling you words.
我们必须起来行。
I tell you that you have to act.
属灵的肌肉,
the muscle, your spiritual muscle,
是一天一天锻炼起来的。
Takes time day by day to train.
一天一天地锻炼起来。
It is one day by one day that you train it.
圣经上说, 操练身体益处还少。
The Bible says that it is only small good things when you train your body.
唯独操练敬虔,
but it is when you train your godliness,
凡事都有益处,
then all things became good.
有一次我到那个健身房啊, 那个锻炼身体的地方,
one day I went to a gym,
啊, 我在那里运动,
and I started exercising.
我昨天看到, 一个女孩子在那里 做举重。
And yesterday I saw a girl, she was lifting weights.
啊，今天我又看到她。
And today I see her again.
啊，她昨天举那个三十磅。
And yesterday she was lifting 30 pounds.
她今天就要加多一点点。
But today she's putting more.
她要举得更多。
And she wants to lift more weights.
弟兄姊妹，那多出来的那些重量是谁要求她的呢？
Brothers and sisters, those additional weight that now she's putting on, who asked her to do it?
没有人要求她。
I don't think anyone asked her to do it.
她自己在那里要求自己。
But she wanted to do it.
我昨天举起了30磅。
Yesterday, I could lift 30 pounds.
我今天我愿意举起31磅。
Today, I want to lift at least 31 pounds.
我这样子我的肌肉就越来越强壮。
So that my muscle is now stronger.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你的属灵肌肉健壮吗？
How is your spiritual muscle?
你是不是仍然只停留在那30磅的里面？
Are you just happy with 30 pounds and stay there?
对自己有一个挑战。
Why don't you challenge yourself?
我今天要多出来那一磅。
Today, let me do that one extra pound.
从明天早上开始。
Starting tomorrow morning.
我们对自己有一个要求。
Let us request ourselves.
我要开始与主立约。
That I will start this new covenant with God.
我要在神的面前有一个灵修的生活。
That before him, I will now have a spiritual devotion time.
因为那是一个最好的福分。
Because that is my greatest blessing.
让我们重新开始。
So let's start over.
我们来再唱那首诗歌。
Let's start with the song again.
584首。
584.